Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done. When you look at others with their lands and gold, think that Christ has promised you his wealth untold. Count your many blessings money cannot buy, your reward in heaven or your home on high. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done. So amid the conflict, whether great or small, do not be discouraged, God is over all. Count your many blessings, angels will attend, help and comfort give you to your journey's end. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done.
All right. While you were counting, which one came first? Your blessings.
If nobody else has anything.
What do you mean if nobody else has anything? You're first.
Right here's one of them.
Okay. Wyatt's one of them.
This guy's name is Wyatt.
He's our oldest. No, he's not.
He's
the second oldest grandchild.
We have Cody. You've all seen him. He's 14. Definitely a little older than him. But his little sister's birthday was today. That's why he's home with us, because we went in. And he said, Grandpa, when can I stay two nights? I said, well, how about starting tonight? That's why he came home. Anyway, his little sister Emma was three today. Today's birthday. And he's got a cousin, Cody's little sister. You've seen her. I'm sure you've all seen
Sydney.
Her. Sydney. So that's four of them. And Kenny and his wife are pregnant. And, his wife is pregnant. They're both pregnant. So we're expecting another one down the road. And I hear some people, some other folks in the area here are pregnant too. But
we thought so.
So there's a lot of it's fantastic. But you know, 20 plus years ago, Christ saved me. Well, 2,000 years ago he saved me, but I picked up on that about 20 some years ago. And Bill was standing up here in Sunday school this morning and talking about, you mentioned something about 14 years ago. And I could relate to those emotions. God is so good. God is just so good. And the wonderful life that he has given me, or revealed that he had for me. And still, day by day, there's surprises constantly. And just God is good. Wonderful gifts that he just showers upon us that we so often take for granted. He's just a good God. Wonderful, wonderful God.
Had a nice visit with Brian this afternoon. Brian Ewing, I will never criticize the man. He's been everywhere to church. He's been involved in almost everything. But he's got it together pretty well. And I so appreciated his testimony. Private, you know. And for real. And how it has changed his life. I really appreciated his testimony. My testimony you've heard a few times. And each time it changes, and each time I could add some more. But it's real. It's real. It's genuine. We talk of a testimony. We talk of a God. And some people say, I don't believe in God. You know what? They got something going for them. They will. They sure will. The day's coming. They will believe in God. In the college and distributing Bibles, you meet with whatever comes along, Muslim and witnesses and whatever, and you say, would you like a copy of the New Testament? Compliments of the Gideons. I'm an atheist. Don't worry, you won't be. And I don't create a fuss. I just leave it. I don't know what that might do to them on down the street. I make sure they hear it. And they won't be.
Well, you know, it says in the Bible, every knee shall bow. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess. So every knee and every tongue to me means every knee and every tongue.
Yeah. So did somebody have a song picked out that you wanted to sing?
270.
We'll do it.
Before we jump into that, though, when you were talking about handing out Bibles on campus, I wish I could remember. It was somebody on the radio testifying how they were at the end of their rope and they were in a motel. They were going to commit suicide. They opened the drawer up and started reading in the Gideon Bible that was put there. And I meant to tell you that this morning. I wish I could remember the whole thing. And I wish I could remember the fella's name, but I don't. So, but it's working.
If you get to wanting to read a bunch of testimonies, I have I don't know how big the stack of books would be if I had them all in one stack, but I get a book every month with a bunch of testimonies, never less than seven, in that book of conversions, of people, lives changed completely because of coming in contact with the Bible. I'll tell you one of those stories in a minute, but let's sing 270 in the service of the King. Why don't you stand up? Then that way you won't go to sleep. And think about that testimony. I am happy in the service of the King. I am happy, oh so happy. I have peace and joy that nothing else can bring in the service of the King. In the service of the King, every talent I will bring. I have peace and joy and blessing in the service of the King. I am happy in the service of the King. I am happy, oh so happy. Sunshine in the shadows I could sing in the service of the King. In the service of the King, every talent I will bring. I have peace and joy and blessing in the service of the King. I am happy in the service of the King. I am happy, oh so happy. To his guiding hand forever I will cling. In the service of the King. In the service of the King. Every talent I will bring. I have peace and joy and blessing. The service of the King. I am happy in the service of the King. I am happy, oh so happy. All that I possess to Him I gladly bring. In the service of the King. In the service of the King. Every talent I will bring. Service of the King. Do you have another song you'd like to sing while you're still up there? Turn to 343. Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Hmm.
Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in His grace this hour? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Cleansing blood of the Lamb. Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? When the bridegroom cometh, will your robes be white? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Will your soul be ready for the mansions bright? And be washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Lay aside the garments that are stained with sin and be washed in the blood of the Lamb. There's a fountain flowing for the soul unclean. Be washed in the blood of the Lamb. Are you washed in the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless, are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Pastor, come and do it. Okay, just keep going. Here we go. You can be seated, and we'll keep going. Okay, I'm ready for that testimony.
You said you were going to tell me.
Well, I can tell. How long do you want to go? But you said reading the Bible. I'm reminded of a testimony. Gideon went to a Methodist church and was about to give his presentation. And the preacher said, "Do you have any idea why I support the Gideons?" He said, No. Tell me, why do you support the Gideons?" Well, he said, "There was a girl some time back. And she had a job in a restaurant, a nice girl. A Christian girl, and she liked her job, and she liked her way of life, but the other girls around were having more fun, and talking about their fun a lot more. Sometimes talking about fun and having fun, you kind of leave some to be described. But anyway, she got kind of carried away with some of the things the girls were doing, and the fun they were having, and the guys they were meeting, and so on. And there was this one truck driver that stopped in very regularly and had supper there. And, you know, he said, one night he said, "You know, I've got the key to a room just a half a block down. And I'd like to have you come down and we'd lunch and have some fun after a while." And he kind of made it appealing, however he told it, and handed her the key, and she took the key. And she went to the motel down the street. And she got there before he did, and she went in and sat in the room. And there being a kind of a void there, there was nothing to read but the Bible. However, this good Methodist girl knew about the Bible, and she picked up this Gideon Bible, and it said Gideon Bible on it. And now this was her first time to ever meet with a guy anywhere, and she was pretty shy. So she had the Bible up like so, and the guy walked in. And he saw the Bible. And he saw the girl. And his past came back to haunt him. He said, "This is not right. This is not right. just let me take you home. Just let me take you home. I should never have given you that key. And so he took her home and let her off. The end of the story. And the pastor kind of stopped. And he said, and that's what convinced you? He said, yeah, that was my daughter. Different, isn't it? Those stories, I have testimonies so deep, so far out, so wide-ranging. People stumbling onto a word of scripture that you would say nobody would be led to the Lord by that piece of scripture. It just doesn't pertain. It just doesn't guide you. But the guy sees that. Oh, he's touched. He's drawn. You know, we talk about they'll not come except the Holy Spirit draw. That's where we invoke the power of the Holy Spirit, is to see that people are touched as they begin to read the word. Their faith is strengthened and it becomes real. They didn't intend it that way. They meant for no good at all. But that's what happens. And there are a lot more. But I'm not here to give a presentation for the Gideons. I'd love to sometime. I did once a few years back. Your testimony? Well, we have plenty of time, but we don't want to waste it. Do you have a song that you'd prefer?
Two.
Two? It won't be easy to find anyway. I really think that you should get up on your feet to sing this one, don't you? And if you have a testimony, you have it right ready, because we're just not going to stand here and talk about it. Chance for a testimony.
This morning, you know, in Sunday school, remember when George said that thing about Africa and the African nation as a continent is dying of AIDS? I had heard, I don't remember if it was yesterday or Friday, on the radio about a particular African country that determined that they were going to be dead in a few years and populationless if they did not do something about AIDS. And it was funny, just as I was telling George about this on our way after church today into the cities to our granddaughter's birthday, it came on the radio on KTIS, and it was something from Billy Graham Association, and it was part of their Decision Today radio broadcast. And it was the country, the nation of Uganda, and what they did was that they got their churches real involved, and they said that unless we live by godly principles of purity before marriage and faithfulness after marriage, that the country would be wiped out. And I don't remember if they said how many years, but that there would just be nobody in the African nations anymore. And their AIDS, because of doing this, it didn't give, I don't remember that it gave how many years.
I don't know that it said anything about a timeline on it.
But their AIDS has dropped from 26% to 6% because of living by godly principles that they have now adhered to. So I thought that was, you know, pretty tremendous. I mean, that's quite a rate change.
Yeah, the Assemblies has written quite a little concerning that AIDS epidemic. I read a bunch of it. But God is able. Sometimes those things look hopeless. I feel hopeless. So why don't you sit down? I feel that as we talked about praying, Bill mentioned this morning, who's the hardest to pray for? Sometimes it's pretty tough. You say, God, help me. But our faith should be strengthened in the things that we see, the things that we read in God's Word and in some of these publications. I want to sing one more song, and it's right around the corner. You got to guess. He is here. Oh. We sang about Jesus this morning, and the King is coming. Well, the King is here. Jesus is here. Different offices. Hasn't come as the King, as we were singing this morning, at least. Sorry to break the surprise on you.
No, I know where it is. It's just a here.